well, by a group of women. There were four or five of them, but I was not known as among the first five. But I they were all my friends, and I was a part of them. And there was one man, and he has never been given justice in Savannah history. But it was Walter, and he was so interested in history and in Savannah. He was a native of Savannah, and his family was a very prominent member of Savannah in every way.
Mm-hmm.
And his family still continues to be prominent here. His nephew is also Walter. And Walter and I were veterans, and oh, we were very, very interested and very active in the historic Savannah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we would drive around town. His wife was from the family also, a distant relative, but she had lived in Jacksonville,
mm-hmm.
and he went down there and married her and loved her devotedly. They were a devoted couple, and Walter and I would ride around, and she would stay home. She was not quite as interested. She was interested in him
mm-hmm.
and in what he did. But she didn't have that urge to preserve Savannah. Walter and I just bled and died if an old building was disturbed or torn down or
mm-hmm.
anything of that kind.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a group of friends who were also interested, and one of them was young Adler. He was younger, and he really was a disciple. He really was a disciple of Walter's, and he became the guiding light after Walter passed away.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And most of my time was spent in finding old buildings and talking to people about them and persuading them not to. move into the old, into the new part of Savannah to help us restore the old.
That's really been successful too.
Well, yes. So many, many, many people caught on immediately and had felt the way we felt, but hadn't had the leadership.
Mm-hmm.
And Walter was a leader,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and that was the. That was
mm-hmm.
all that Savannah needed, was someone who was dedicated to saving old Savannah. And even when people moved to Savannah, and Walter, they were a very prominent family, and he would meet them and talk to them, and lots of people moved to Savannah just because they did love the old part of Savannah. But Walter always guided and helped and
mm-hmm.
inspired. He was an inspiring person.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it was so funny. He never sought any kind of publicity or any kind of acknowledgement
mm-hmm.
for what he did. He just did it because he loved Savannah.
Because he loved doing it.
And
mm-hmm.
his people had lived here for generations.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think they probably, I don't know whether they still own the old place or not, because Susie, she was his wife, after his death, she bought a place out near the water,
mm-hmm.
the waterfront.
Mm-hmm.